弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家平安。Peace
be to you.
刚刚的诗歌跟信跟主的话已经把我今天要交通的东西讲完了。
Just through the hymns and prayer, the word that I want to speak is already spoken.
保罗在这里求劝弟兄，他的告诉罗马，写在罗马书里面求劝他的弟兄姊妹。
Paul urged his brothers in Rome.
也就是说，圣灵今天向教会在劝每一位接受他的人。
It's also the Holy Spirit urged all those who believe in him in his church.
要我们把身体献上当作活祭。
To urge us to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
弟兄刚刚在我们念的哥林多后书这里。
Just now, a brother led us to read 2 Corinthians.
讲到马其顿教会的那一个乐捐的厚恩。
It was talking about the Macedonian church and their generous giving.
他告诉我们，他所做的不但是照着我们所想望的，更是照着神的旨意，先把自己献给了主，才归附了我们。
And according to what they are doing is they first offer themselvesbefore start the giving.
原文里面没有归附这个字。
In the original text, there is not the word giving.
它的意思就是要把自己，把他们先把自己献给主，也能够在这里认定我们在主里面一同领受的，要对马对。耶路撒冷教会弟兄的贫穷的弟兄姊妹有所捐赠。
And but it means that we first give they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then in keeping with the will of God to give to the poor, the brothers and sisters who are poor in Jerusalem.
所以今天我们要交通一个题目。
Today I want to share a theme.
就是奉献的生活。
And it's a life of offering.
你不要认为这个只有冯牧师可以听。
Don't believe that it's just Reverend Fang.
神的心意是叫每一个蒙恩得救的人都要奉献，把自己的身体当作活祭。
But it is God's will to all those who had his grace, they are saved, to offer themselves as a living sacrifice.
为什么一个奉献，一个捐款的事情，要把自己先献给主？
And why is it that just it's a gift before giving a gift that you have to first offer yourself?
因为一个奉献的生活叫我们能够查验神纯全良善可喜悦的旨意。
It's because a life of offering allows us to test and approve what is the will of God.
我们到处都要知道神的旨意。
And we need to know what is the will of God.
你找学校要不要神的旨意？
When you seek for a school, do you need God's will?
你要去，你做任何事情都需要寻求神的旨意。如果你真的是一个基督徒的话
，If you're truly a Christian, then whatever you do, you need to seek the will of God.
但是我们都知道要怎么来查验，来怎么能够知道神的旨意呢
？But we have to know how do we know what is the will of God?
原来这里有一个圣灵把他的心意告诉我们，有一条路就是奉献的路。
And there is, here the Holy Spirit tells us that there is a way, and this is the way of offering.
所以我们今天来思想三个方面，来看这一个奉献生活的题目。
So today we're going to look at it in three ways. What is this life of offering?
一个就是要照着神的旨意，先把自己献给主。
The first one is we have to first offer ourselves first to the Lord according to His will.
因为我们讲乐捐的事，所以我们要讲来交通奉献的人这对钱财的态度。
And because we're talking about charity, we have to first look at the person who makes that offering has to have the right attitude towards treasure.
因为我们要看到做任何一件事，他的目标要对。
We have to see that in everything that they do, the goal has to be correct.
你的源头要对。
The source has to be correct.
我们的次序也要对。
And our order has to be correct.
第三方面，我们要来交通看到一个奉献的人，他是一个跟从主的人。
And the third one, we look at how a person who offered themselves is a follower of the Lord.
这个跟随主是在里面的跟随。
And this follow is following from within.
不然的话，我们做很多生活中的事情，不过在那里办事而已。
Otherwise, the things that we do in life is just...It's just we're just doing the things.
礼拜五晚上，北边在查马太福音第二章。
Friday night, the North Bible study was studying Matthew chapter 2.
在讲到那一个东方的，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，要来朝见耶稣。
It was about the Magi from the East to come and worship Jesus.
你们醒一醒啊，我不是在讲 Christmas.
We're not talking about Christmas.
我是在讲那一个什么叫做查验神的旨意。
I wanted to talk about what is examining the will of God.
这一些东方来的博士们，他们知道来朝见。他们千里迢迢，大概走了大概有一千公里的路。
And these magi, they came a thousand miles to come to worship Jesus.
就是在耶路撒冷里面有文士有祭司长，耶路撒冷跟伯利恒大概就是八公里五六个 mile.
And in Jerusalem, there are the chief priests and the teachers of the law, but there's only several miles.
谁见到了耶稣呢？
Who saw Jesus?
谁见到了神纯全良善永远的旨意呢？
And who see the good will of God that is eternal will of God?
那几位东方来的博士。
Is these magi that from the east?
为什么？
Why?
因为你看他们来的时候，他说那个生下来就做犹太的王在哪里啊？
And because when they came, they want to know where is the one that is born the king of the Jews.
他说我们在东方看到有星，所以我们就特别来拜他。
He says, we saw the star in the east, and we come to worship him.
当一个人神的旨意临到我们的时候，他是一个肯遵循并且肯实验的人。
And when the will of God comes upon us, we need to be the person who is willing to do it.
这一个事情叫东方来的博士一路上蒙着神的指引。
And these, throughout their trip, these magi was in the will of God.
圣灵神可以用希律王这个他的仇敌来要杀两岁以下的小孩要除灭埃及耶稣的人来作为他们的指引。
And, God can, the Holy Spirit allows the King Herod, who is the enemy, to kill off the kids that are under, babies that are under 2 years old.
因为希律王听见有这个事情，他很紧张啊。这个开玩笑，这个东西，我在加利利这块地分封为王，你既然有一个原来生下来就要做王的人在我这个地方，那这个事情 很危险。
And King Herod was very concerned because he was ruling this Judea and there is this king that is going to become the king of Jews. So it's like taking over his kingship.
他知道那要找地方怎么找呢？他就去问文士、文士跟祭司长。文士、祭司长就根据旧约弥迦书就讲出来了，告诉他们。这原来这一位君王要生在伯利恒的。
And how did Herod find out where Jesus was born? By going to the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and they from the prophet Micah, it tells them that it was Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
希律就暗中招了这些博士来，问问说那个星什么时候出现的。
And Herod asked the Magi, when did the star appear?
就说你去伯利恒看看，怎么知道他？圣灵在引导他，借着希律，然后居然能够这样转个弯，让他知道一路上能够查验、寻求神的旨意。
And through Herod, the Holy Spirit tell the Magi that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and this is his will.
让他们能够经验到那个美善的结果。
And this is for them to experience the good results.
因为耶稣就是神纯全良善可喜悦的旨意。
Because Jesus is the good and pleasing will of God.
我们什么事都可以做，如果说做完了以后人没有看到主，没有遇见我们所相信的这一位又真又活的神，我想那个东西就是做事没有做到，没有在神的心意里面。
We can do anything, but if we finished it and we did not see the will of God and his work in us, then we're just doing regular business.
所以我们查验神的旨意原来有这么重大的一件效果，是叫我们能够明白神纯全良善的旨意。
It is so important to be able to test and approve what is the will of God, His good and pleasing will.
罗马书继续告诉我们，他有你们有两件事情：第一，你们是要身体献上，当作活祭。
In Romans, it tells us that the first thing we have to do is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
你们必须求你们，劝你们，你们一定要把自己全身，你的思想，你的情感，你的意志，你的全部要交托，要奉献给神。
And I urge you that you have to give your whole self, your body, your emotions, and your mind, and your spirit to God.
一个基督徒必须是一个奉献的人。
A Christian must be a person of offering, of sacrifice.
有许多错误的观念把我们误导，只有某些人是需要奉献。
And there's some misconception that only certain people offer themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，服侍主的人当然是奉献人，但是奉献是需要每一个人。基督徒都需要做一个奉献的人，叫我们能够明白神纯全良善可喜悦的旨意。
Those who offer themselves has to be those who serve the Lord has to offer themselves, but every Christian has to offer themselves so that they can test and approve what is the will of God.
但是他说你是个活祭。
And it says a living sacrifice.
你不要睡着，睡着你听不见啊。
Don't fall asleep, so you won't, if you fall asleep, you won't hear this.
因为我要跟你讲死活的事。
Because I'm going to talk to you about life and death.
活祭就是向自己死。
A living sacrifice is to die to yourself.
却向神是活着。
Then living towards God.
活祭是向世界死。
A living sacrifice is to die towards the world.
是为神为主而活。
Is to live for the Lord.
弟兄你在受浸谈话吗？
Did you have a conversation with counseling before your baptism?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所有信而受浸的人必然得救。
And those who believe and get baptized, they're safe.
因为那一件事情是叫我们连于基督，归于基督。
Because the baptism connects us with the Lord, with Jesus, and
grief,
so that we belong to Him.
Yeah. 是一个接枝在他身上，是一个生命的连接的意思。
And we're grafted to Him. It's a connection of our life.
因为我们这个己这样子说，保罗在提摩太书第三章，当他要离世归主的时候，他写信给他的亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Paul wrote to Timothy, and in the book of Timothy,
第三章他告诉他，他说在末后的日子，有危险的日子要来到。
He said in the latter days there danger is going to come.
是有你们有危难的，有困难的时间会到你们当中。
And there will be difficult times among you.
为什么？
Why?
因为人会专顾自己。
Because people are just only concerned about themselves.
They only love of their own self.
They only love their own self.
他说这是他第一件事情就告诉他的，告诉我们。
And this is the first thing he told them.
第二，他告诉就是末了的危难，就是人会贪爱钱财。
And the second thing he told Timothy is that they would love money.
当然还有自夸、狂傲等等等等的其他的事情。
And they also have boasting and other things, pride.
在这个末了的时代里面，你怎么能够？
And do not be conformed to this world.
这个己哈，我是己，他是我，是指着这个己跟神，一个是己做中心，一个是神做中心的意思。
And the self is talking about either self-centered or God-centered.
人不顾到神的事情，不顾神的心意，顾到自己的事。是这个意思。
And man does not care about the things of God, but only care about their own things.
所以说在这样的一个环境里面，因为在世界的环境里面，其实这个不需要我来讲，大家天天过在这个世界里面，你会知道嘛，你这些事情一定会引起你眼目的情欲的嘛，一起引起你肉体的情欲嘛，会引起你今生的骄傲的，连在教会里侍奉你都会经有骄傲的。
And these things you already know because you live in this world. It's, of course, you're going to run into lust of the eyes and pride of life. Because even if you serve in the church, you have pride.
所以这个己要去死，但是你真死了就没就完了嘛。但是神却有一个极美的恩典，是纯全良善神的一个心意，叫我们能够从这样的环境里被救出来。但是第一件事叫我们。
And of course we have to so that we have to do this because God has a will to his good and pleasing will so that we can offer ourselves to him.
有一次跟几个弟兄姊妹在一起。
A couple of brothers and sisters were together.
要吃中饭，他们要决定要到麦当劳吃什么东西。
they were eating lunch and they want to go to McDonald's.
我们交通完了以后，人家说：“基地兄，你说吃麦当劳还要奉献吗？”
Do we have to offer when we eat at McDonald's?
那一天呢，结果吃麦当劳的时候，因为哥哥跟妹妹的观念不一样嘛，结果就开始吵了。
And because brothers and sisters they have not the same thing that they want, they started arguing.
所以我就问他，你要不要这个鸡要死啊，然后让那个神的旨意能够活呀，让你们吃得肥，不是肥肥吃得很舒服啊，过很好的日子嘛，对不对，大家和睦相处。
So that yourself has to die so that God's will can come upon you, that you can eat and have peace.
只有我们 offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
So that we can offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
把我们自己当作活祭，这样子的事情，因为有神的恩典，神的成全的旨意，这一位耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的救赎，就可以在奉献人的身上来做事。
And so that we can, when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, the work of God, Jesus that is done on the cross will become effective in us.
我就想讲这么一件事情，我里面总是一直觉得不知道怎么讲比较好。
I want to share something, but I'm really not sure how I should share this.
我们在 picnic 的时候，大家都看见我们亲爱的弟已经到主那里去，到天堂那里去的。明华弟兄他两个女儿
at the picnic we all saw the two daughters of our dear brother who's with the Lord already brother 明华。
我是非常感动。
I was very moved.
当他们说到天堂的路只有一条。
They said that there's only one way to heaven.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is through Jesus Christ.
他虽然死了，他必然活着。
Although he is dead, he will be alive. He is alive.
主说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
And our Lord said, I am resurrection and I'm life.
你们要永远活着，只有一条路。
If you want to live, there's only one way.
我们许许多多的弟兄姊妹，当我们弟兄在为难的时候，都陪过他最后的一段路。
And many brothers and sisters have been with him during his last times.
当你今天看到那个生在他里的生命也因着信在他女儿的生命里面，并且他们要把这个生命传给大家的时候，你是什么感觉？
How do you feel when you see that this life in this our brother is now in his daughter and that they wanted to tell other people about this life?
还有两个女儿。
He has two daughters.
我临时弟兄叫，因为冯弟兄他那天不能来，要为他们按手，差他们到台湾去。
That one day, that day Reverend Fang wasn't here, and I was asked to substitute to send them off to Taiwan.
我们都知道他们家的光景。
We know what their family is like.
在任何的环境里面，人愿意跟随主的道路。
In whatever circumstances, if man is willing to follow the Lord,
你要问他里面的那个动力是从哪里来的。
You have to ask them what is their motivation.
我们诗班的弟兄姊妹带我们唱的那首诗歌。
And our choir had led us to sing this song.
非常的 touch my heart, 触到我的心。
非常mind is renewed and transformed.
不被这些危难的事情所捆锁。
And could not bind us through these difficult things.
不被死亡能够拘禁。
And is not limited by death.
而愿意能够察见出神纯全良善的旨意。
And can test and approve what is the will of God.
因为他们愿意，因为这里有一个奉献。
Because there is an offering here.
并且奉献的人是蒙神祝福的。
And those who offer themselves are blessed by the Lord.
我们回到我们捐款的事情。
And returning to giving.
马其顿的教会是按照神的旨意把自己先献给主。
The Church of Macedonian, they firstoffer themselves according to God's will.
他们也看见保罗身上神在他们所工作的那一个旨意。
And they also saw the will of God and the work of Paul in their lives.
他们虽然在困难，在极穷的当中，
even though they were in extreme poverty,
还显出他们向着神那个单纯单一的心。
But it still showed their one-mindedness towards God.
那个 那个 purity 的 heart, 他们想这就是冯牧师在上一次要交通，他要继续交通的东西。
And that was Reverend Fang was sharing last week about the purity of the heart.
不是东西，是信息，是 message.
This message.
所以他们还能够显出他乐捐的厚恩。我不知道什么时候那个单纯的先变成乐捐这个字，是一个在原文里是一个字。他原来这个恩典里面，是因为他有一个单纯向神的心，他就甘心乐意的把因着神的爱，他就爱这些神所爱的儿女。
Because he loved, I don't know when this word
okay. 我们讲的乐捐。
We're talking about giving.
因为还有我们讲到我们的奉献。
And we're talking about our offering.
所以我们这两个有的时候会把我们搞不清楚。
So sometimes we confused about it.
所以我们弟兄在这里是 offering 还是 dedication 还是
Not sure what we're talking about here.
真是这样，弟兄，你要知道，你走出大门口，你知道，你翻翻报纸，你知道那个美国这两个最有钱的叫什么名字，你知道吗？啊，你们都知道啊，比我给还有一个呢，我懂。你看他们在搞 charity， 他们在搞奉献呢。
So, when you outside of the church, you also see that people are doing that, like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They're giving their money.
他们的目标要找那个 Forbes， 就是霍比斯，叫什么？中文叫霍比斯。
Forbes。
霍比斯那个杂那个里面，全世界最五百人了，最有钱的人了，他们奉献一半的他们的钱才出来，大概他们可要$6,000,000,000。
And they get all the top the richest people and top 500 richest people in Forbes and give like $6 billion.
那里有一个慈善捐款。
And there is a giving.
我没有说好坏，我没有 comments.
It's not good or bad. I have no comments.
但是你要，我们要基督徒要分辨，在基督，在基督里，在身体里，在教会跟教会，在肢体跟肢体之间的供应，那一个奉献不一样。
And Christians have to discern. It is not the same that we're talking about caring about the members of the church and caring about their needs.
所以我们弟兄很 concern, 但是这个不仅仅在翻译的词上，怕我们误导了弟兄姊妹。但是我们要知道，这里面有个极大的不同。
We need to know that there is a difference here.
我们讲。Offer yourself as a living sacrifice, offering yourself. 奉把你自己献上当作活祭。
And we're talking about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那里有一个 charity collection, right?
So we want to correct about charity.
所以我们要有个分辨。
So we have to discern.
唯一的分辨方法来就是我们回到主的面前来认定主那个单一的眼睛来看仰望神。
And the only way to discern is to come before the Lord and to set our eyes on Him.
让神的话来引导我们。
And let the word of God lead us.
所以我们可以看到马其顿的教会在极大的为难的时候他们仍然显出那个单一的心圣经说叫乐捐厚恩。
And so even under their extreme poverty, the Church of Macedonia, they have a pure heart and they give very generously.
可是当我们查验神神权的旨意的时候，有一个很重要一个奉献的人，就是他们必须要能够遵循。
And one of the most important thing is when we're seeking the will of God that when we are willing to obey.
有一个反面性反面的教材。
And there's a negative side of the teaching.
为什么说反面？就是说在撒上第十五章时候，那里记载了当扫罗王跟先知撒母耳的一件发生的一件事情。
And why do I say it's negative? Because it's a thing that happened when Saul was making an offering to in 1 Samuel.
圣经是这么写，万军的耶和华说，我们的神就他的权柄的君王说，他说以色列出埃及的时候啊，在路上亚玛利人怎么对待他们，怎么抵挡他，他说我都没有忘记啊。
And the Lord said, he did not forget how the Amalekites. Were when they were fighting against them.
所以他叫扫罗说，你现在要去打亚玛利人。
And so the Lord said to Saul that they have to fight the Amalekites.
要灭尽他所有的。
Is to destroy them.
这是神对于一个仇敌的对的方的策略。
And this is one of the Lord's way to treat the enemies.
因为你要对付肉体，你要对付这个世界，你要对付撒旦，你要去赶尽，你要灭绝的嘛。
Because you're against the flesh, against the world, so you have to destroy it completely.
他不给仇敌留地步的。
And he would not leave any room for the enemy.
他为了是要免和神的儿女有后患之忧。
And because he's concerned about what might happen, later.
扫罗是听到神给他这样借着撒母耳告诉他这个旨意的时候，扫罗就去打。打完了以后，他抓到这一个亚玛利王亚加以后呢，他没有杀他，他把留下他的命。
And Saul did what the Lord asked him, and they went and fought, and he caught the king of the Amalekites, but he didn't kill him.
他给他一个机会逃走。
And give him a way to escape.
他很有，他仁慈，好像
It seemed like he was a good person. He was a nice person, kind person.
他说他掳掠这些东西，但是他说你要灭尽啊，但是他不灭，他把他留起来。结果那天牛羊在那里叫的时候，撒玛利亚就问说：“哎，这是什么声音啊？怎么你不是杀光了吗？怎么还有啊？”
And Saul was told to kill off everything, but he did not. And Samuel heard the cattle's lowing, and so he said, "What is it that I hear?"
很明显，扫罗没有遵照神的旨意，对不对？
Clearly, Saul did not follow the Lord's will.
他不但这样，他告诉撒母耳说：“他说我实在听了神的命令的呀，行了耶和华所差遣的，我也抓了亚玛利亚王了，也灭尽了亚玛利亚人呐。”
He said, Saul said to Samuel, I did obey the Lord. He said, I did destroy the Amalekites.
不是我拿的，是我跟着我的这些人百姓去拿的，看到这样最好的牛羊啊，所以啊，我要在机甲献给你，当做奉献。
And the soldiers took the sheep and the cattle, and we want to devote it to God.
你听过这个故事吗?
Have you heard this story before?
你跟这个今天的奉献有什么感觉?
And what is your feeling about this? We're talking about the offering today.
一个在主面前听，所以撒母耳就告诉他说：“神的心意说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
So Samuel told Saul that it is better to obey than to sacrifice, and it's to heed. Than better than the fat of rams.
那个奉献，你的动机要对，你的目标要对，你的源头要对。
And your offering, your motive has to be correct, and your source has to be correct.
你怎么知道对跟错？只有在神的话语里面，作为一个分辨。
So how do you know what is right or wrong? It is only through the word of God that you can discern.
所以说，你要一个奉献的人要遵循。
So a person who offers themselves has to obey the will of God.
圣经也告诉我们，人若立志遵循他的旨意，你就知道这个教训是不是出于神，或者凭着他自己。
And the Bible tells us that if we do something, we would know whether it is the will of God or not if we obey.
所以一个奉献，把自己奉献给主，是要明白主的旨意。
So to a person who offer themselves, they have to know the will of God.
他把他奉献给主，在所有的经过里面显明出来的，让神的恩典能够在这里炼净他的自己。
And through this process, they can be purified.
让我们能够遵循神的意思。
So we can obey His will.
如果我们听懂、明白、真正的明白、经历了这一件事、奉献的事 ，offering 你自己 as living sacrifice.
If you truly understand this offering yourself as a living sacrifice,
你再去找学校。
Then you go and look for a school.
你再去McDonald's选什么吃。
And you go to McDonald's to eat.
你再去在你的工作上对你老板的态度。
And your attitude towards your boss at work.
如果你自己做老板，你要知道你自己怎么做主人。
And if you are your own boss, you need to know how to be.
你在你的家庭，你要知道怎么做先生。
You need to know how to be the husband at home.
在家里，你要知道怎么做太太。
And you need to know how to be a wife at home.
在教会里，我们知道怎么服侍。
And we need to know how to serve in the church.
所以奉献这件事情是非常非常重要的。
So this thing of offering is very, very important.
一个奉献的人，我们回到讲到钱，对于一个钱财，为什么要用钱财的态度来看？
Why do we have to look at the attitude um, towards money as one who offers himself.
圣经神告诉我们，你要积攒财宝在天。
The Bible tells us that we have to store up treasures in heaven.
在这一段经文里面，他说，一个是天上，一个是地下。
The Scripture tells us two things: one is in heaven, one is on earth.
积攒这个字的意思就是把它堆积起来。
Store up means to accumulate.
感谢主，Labor Day Weekend 很多弟兄姊妹在这里完成了很多新的storage space.
During Labor Day Weekend, a lot of brothers here was setting up the new storage space.
我说的话，我是跟你们在一起，不是说我们是分开的啊。
I say this is because we're together, we're not separate.
为什么要有这些东西？
Why do we need these things?
堆积啊。
Aren't we just accumulating?
如果是堆积，就有一天像我们过去必须要从再加一点堆积的地方。
If we continue to accumulate, then one day we will have to add some more storage.
但是如果这个堆积是不是堆积在地上，是堆积在天上，所有里面的东西是为着神的侍奉，是为着神的旨意来做的话，你会发现这是个活的。
So if we accumulate things in, not on this earth but in heaven, and it's according to God's will, then you would see that this is a living thing.
他说堆积财宝是讲到堆积跟财宝，其实在原文里面是一个字，是不同的时态，一个是动词，一个是名词。
And to store up and treasure, it's the same. Actually, it's the same word in the original text. One is a verb, the other is a noun.
一个是平的堆在一起。
One is just accumulate.
一个是存在，一个是有用的，永远有效的，在放在天上。
The other is to store up, and it's useful, and it's in heaven.
目标一定要对的。
And a goal has to be correct.
那个存放的地点一定要是对的。
And where you store it has to be correct.
罪的原文就是目标错了。
And when if the goal is wrong, then we sin.
你的 target, 你的目标向着标杆，那个标杆错了，你存放的地点错了。
If the target is wrong, where you store it is wrong.
圣经告诉我们，因为你存地上有虫子咬，有贼来偷，就是你不能久存嘛。
And the Bible tells us that if you store it on earth, then there will be moths and rust to destroy it, and the thieves will steal it.
你不要弄错，神没有说不要堆积哦。
But don't be mistaken. God did not say do not store up.
因为他说，一个是不要堆积，一个是要堆积。你既然要堆，当然这里有一个堆积的意思，就是要把它积在什么地方才是一个重点。
And the important thing is where do you store it up?
我们生活的地上，在跟钱财不可能不发生关系。
We live in this world, and it is very difficult to not to have a to be involved in money.
我们在这个世上做很多事情，不能不可能，不可能不有一些志向，有一些事情很火热，很热心。
And when we work in this world, it's impossible not to have zeal.
我们需要有热心，但是你要放在哪里？
We need to have zeal, but where do we put it?
他说你要放在天上。
Bible tells us we have to store up in heaven.
放在神的那里。
And put it with God.
放在一个可以永存的地方。
Put it in a place that has is eternal.
圣经上有一句话很有意思，你读的时候就明白，原来啊，他说呀，你们这个借着那个不义的钱财要交一些朋友，到了钱财没有时，可以接到你们到永存的帐幕里去。
And the Bible tells us that if through money you can be taken to a place where it's eternal record.
Yeah. 我们如果你做生意，你投在哪里投资？
If you are a businessman, where do you invest?
你放在哪里？
Where do you put it?
当然是属灵的意思。
But we're talking in the spiritual sense.
那重点是你的地点要对啊。
The important thing is the where you store it is put it is important.
三年六个月，我当然不是讲真正的三年六个月。一段时间以后，我们看看这些新的 organizer 是不是堆满了，然后要再现新的了，或者就像上次我们自己去。 到了冬天的时候，到我们那个 storage 里面，那个 utility room 一看，哇，进走都走不进去。And
maybe after a period of time, we look at our storage. Is it already filled up? There was a time when our utility room was full.
存放的地点要对。
Where we put the things is has to be correct.
源头也要对。
And the source has to be correct.
这个钱呢?
This money.
为什么要积财宝在天呢?
Well, why do we have to store up in the, our treasures in heaven?
圣经告诉我们，你的财宝在哪里?
And the Bible tells us where your treasure is.
你的心在哪里?
And there your heart will be also.
他说，圣经也告诉我们，一生的果效都是由心发出的。
And everything comes from our heart.
我们的心要单纯单一。
Our heart has to be simple and
向着神,
pure towards God.
所以当这个心，你的钱放在天上的时候，你的财宝积攒在天上的时候，你的心是向着神的，你是跟着神的旨意在走，不是跟着钱在那里转，不是跟着华尔街在走。
And if your treasure are kept in heaven, then you follow the Lord, and you won't be following Wall Street.
另外一个源头,
another source.
你有钱,
you have money.
不管多少,
no matter how much.
谁是你的, 谁是他的主, 谁是你的主人?
Who is your master?
所以圣经上你不能够 侍奉两个主,
and the Bible tells us we cannot serve two masters.
这个侍奉不是 serving, 不是 ministry, 是你做谁的仆人, 你奴仆。
And it's not about just about serving, it's whose slave are you?
你是真的把主权交给了主, 然后让主做主这一位主呢?
Did you really take, give God the sovereignty and let him be your master?
还是让钱财来管理你的一管制控制你的一生呢？
Or do you let money control your whole life?
亲爱弟兄们，奉献的人从钱财的角度来看他的态度的时候，要知道次序一定要对。
And one who offer himself when towards their attitude towards treasure must be correct.
我们的确有生活的需要，有吃有穿有喝的事。
We have needs in life to eat and drink and to be clothed.
但是神的话说得很清楚，那里有一个指标，是叫我们先求神的国跟他的义。But
God's word is very clear. He has a target for us, then that is to seek God's kingdom first.
谁带你们到美国来?
Who brought you to the United States?
United Airlines?
Is it United Airlines?
Or our Lord?
还是我们的主?
奉献的人是一个跟随主的人。
One who offers himself is a follower of the Lord.
这是有代价的。
But there is a price to pay.
昨天晚上我跟政府交通个半天，我说我不喜欢用代价这个字。
And I was sharing with Brother Dong.
因为如果说跟主所付的代价来比的话，那个代价为了我们挂在为着我们如羊走迷偏行歧路， 可是这耶和华众人的罪都归在他身上，然后他被我们为着我们挂在木头上。
And I did not like the word cost because the cost that Jesus paid was much higher because he died on the cross for us.
让这个旨意能够在我你我的身上发生功用，叫我能够有点奉献，我有什么代价可言呢？
And because of His will that we have to offer ourselves, how can we even talk about cost?
可是圣经上的确是这么说。
But the Bible did say that.
因为有一个反面的教材。
And there's also a negative side.
有一次有一个人对来到耶稣那里跟他说，夫子啊，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
One time there's a man that came to Jesus and said, no matter where you go, I will follow you.
耶稣跟他说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头。
Jesus told him that the foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man had no place to lay his head.
你不要因为可怜他，你去跟随他。
And you do not think that you sympathize with him.
但是这句话却显出来这个人不可付代价。
But it shows that this person was not willing to pay.
有一点点困难。
If there's a little difficulty,
他听见了，主要很诚实地告诉他，他就走了。
And he heard it, and the Lord told him honestly, he left.
又有一个人说，主啊，你让我回去先埋葬我的父亲。
And another man said, Lord, let me go back and bury my father.
主说，耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
But Jesus said to him,Let the dead bury the dead, and you just go proclaim the kingdom of God.
马太福音是说，你只管来跟从我。
And in Matthew it says, you just come and follow me.
一个奉献人跟随主，他会找借口。
And sometimes we have excuses.
我们读圣经的时候，千万不要读错了，以为圣经里面叫人不要慎终追远。
And when we read the Bible, make sure that we don't read it the wrong way, as if we don't care about where we come from.
上下文，知道神的心意。
And we have to read it in the context to understand the will of God.
我们不要找借口来不跟从主，不奉献。
And we don't look for excuses to not to follow Christ or and not offer yourself.
跟主说我要跟从你，但是对不起，你先让我回去辞别我家里的人。
And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first go back and say goodbye to my family.
都是人之常情，是吗？
And it's human weakness.
你我都不能说是错的事，对不对？
It is not something wrong.
但是主说什么呢？
But what did God say? What did Jesus say?
守福离向后看的人不配进神的国。
Jesus said, "Those who put their hands on the plow and looks back is not fit for the service of the kingdom of God."
向后看。
And we look back.
我们这次到了耶路撒冷。
And this time we went to Jerusalem.
我们从耶稣四福音里面看到主耶稣的行踪，按照历史这样子走。
We follow the footsteps of Jesus in the Gospels.
有一个弟兄跟我们分享。
And one brother shared.
他说那个时候，耶稣是向耶路撒冷去的。
And that time Jesus went towards Jerusalem.
这个人是加利利人，他要先回他家去，然后把事情交代好了以后再来跟随主。
And this.Person is from Galilee, so he has to go back to Galilee to take care of things before he can go follow Jesus.
等他回来的时候，主已经上十字架了。
By the time he got back, Jesus has already gone to the cross.
那你还跟那个所以主告诉他说，你守福离向后看的人，你不配进神的国。
So that's why Jesus said, if you put your hands on the plow and look back, you are not fit to serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天是向后看了。
Brothers and sisters, are we looking back, looking backwards?
还是我们向着主看？
Or are we looking towards our Lord?
我们是向着世界看，是向着我们自己看。
Are we looking towards the world or looking at ourselves?
还是愿意付上这样子的代价来跟随主，把自己奉献给主？
Or are we willing to pay this price to follow the Lord?
我们需要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
We need to carry our cross to follow Jesus.
我们到了变化山。
When we come to the mount where the transfiguration was took place,
我们彼此提醒，神所做的事就是他举目，我们举目不见一人，唯见唯独见主。
It reminds us when we lift up and look, we don't see anyone except Jesus.
他原本是富足的，为我们成了贫穷。
He was rich, but he became poor for us. There were 160 some people.
我不可能不看见他们。
I see them.
但是我看见我的主，我就看见我的弟兄们。
But if I see the Lord, I see my brothers.
因为我们有同样的一件事，就是定睛仰望我们的主。
Because we all have the same, we do the same. We fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们不能被以利亚被先知所代表的那个事情所取代了主的地位。
We cannot take the things of Elijah to take place of our Jesus of our Lord.
我们在那里唱诗歌。
We're singing the hymns there.
你的灵有没有跟他来会过？
Is your spirit with the Lord?
你的心是不是被他所夺？
Did Jesus seize your heart?
你是否认他是所有人的唯一的那一位？
Is he the only one over and above everyone?
你是不是能愿意拣选那一个上好的部分？
Are you willing to accept what is the best.
舍己叫我们能够体贴主的心意而不体贴人的意思。
To sacrifice ourselves to follow the will of God, not man's will.
因为人心只是筹算自己的道路，只有耶和华在指引我们的脚步。
Because only man seeks its own way, the Lord will show us his way.
有一天有一个人
One day, a person came.
有个青年人来见耶稣。
A young man came to see Jesus.
良善的夫子，我当做什么事才能够得到永生？
He said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom, to inherit eternal life?"
你从圣经的话里知道他是知道永生的。
And from that, it tells us that he knows about eternal life.
他来问耶稣，他怎么能够来承受这一个永生的？
Then he asked, what must he do to inherit eternal life?
主告诉他，最后，他要告诉他，你要把所有都撇下来跟随我。
And he said, Jesus finally said to him, you have to set aside everything to come follow me.
在这个生活的时代，我们必须承认，这是不可能的事。
In this world, we have to admit it's very difficult.
全部放下来跟随主。
Put aside everything to follow Jesus.
但是你看到许许多多的见证人从他们的身上可以简单的就像主所回答，在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
But we hear from a lot of witnesses and from their lives that it's like.What God said it's maybe impossible for man, but it's possible for God.
保罗 按照主的心意，我们曾经交通过他怎么样把福音传到了马其顿，带到了欧洲，到了罗马当时的地级。
Paul, through the will of God, took the gospel to Macedonia and to Europe.
保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹，
Paul told the brothers over in Philippi,
我知道怎么样子处卑贱，也知道怎么处丰富。
I know how to be poor and also in abundance.
或者饱足，或者饥饿，或者有余，或者缺乏，随时随在我都得到那个秘诀，就是那靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能够行。
And through that he can do all things through God who give him strength.
保罗说，我初初传福音到马其顿的时候，
Paul said when I first preached the gospel to Macedonia.
讲到那个供给受受的事情，除了你们以外，没有别的教会供给我。
And there were, as for the offering, there's no other church other than you to give that gives me.
就是我到了提撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人来供给我的需要。
And even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent once and twice to your gifts to me.
但是保罗领受了以后。他说我是样样都有并且有余啊。
And Paul said I have everything.
我很充足啊。
And I'm very
这是对一个领受的人来说的。
That is to the one who accepts.
他说我从你们送来的那个以巴伯提弟兄里面所受到的馈送是当作极美的香气，是神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。
And what I have gotten through Epaphras, a brother, is like a fragrant in an offering.
感谢主，主的话没有落空。
And praise the Lord, the word of God is not empty.
保罗的经历，一个服侍主的人经历，当他随着主的心意跟随主，奉献在他身在他主的面前的时候，他整个人整个的奉献生活的路是。非常丰富，在供受所受供给上是丰富的。
And through Paul, we know that his life is it's abundant.
他也因着这样，就来告诉，接着第八章第九章来告诉马其这个哥林多亚该亚的教会这弟兄姊妹，你们要做这件事情。
And through this, he told the brothers in Achaia that they have to do this.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这个话是真的。
And if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly, and this word is true.
那赐种撒种给撒种的人，赐粮给吃的人，他会多加他们的种地的种子，会加添你们仁义的果子。
And if you supply seeds to the sower and bread for food, then it will increase your storing of the seed. And
会叫你们凡事富足，多以多多的施舍，就可以借着我们使感谢归给神。
And you will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, so that you can give thanks to God.
路加说到这件事情。
Luke also talk about this.
我是说到那个供给的事情。
It's about giving.
他说你们要给人，就有必有给你们的。
And if you give, it will be given to you also.
并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量人，量给人。神就用什么量的量器量给你们。
And Luke said it's with a good measure you press down and shake together and it will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you also.
盼望我们都能够把自己奉献给主。
May we offer ourselves to our Lord.
不仅自己蒙福，也让别人蒙福。
Not only we're blessed, but let other people be blessed also.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 实在感谢主，借着我们弟兄的口，把我们。